Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, so say Joshua. When does Joshua show up? When does Joshua, somebody say Jesus. You know that Jesus' name was really, somebody say Yeshua. He was Yeshua HaMashiach. Everybody say the word Yeshua again. So Jesus is really, amen, another word or another name for Joshua. So everybody say Yeshua. Joshua. Jesus. Now listen, how do you get a deliverance anointing? A crossover. Somebody say deliverance.
Deliverance.
Crossover. I know there are several things that need to come together in order you to receive, amen, the spirit of Joshua that will take you over to the next side or to the next level. Somebody say praise the Lord. You have to go through some things. You have to learn some things. Somebody say after you've learned and had your cup full, you'll fill and cross over. Joshua chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Now, go over here to Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Some say this is the word to Joshua. Now after, go to verse 1 actually. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that when the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness that and this Lebanon, even unto the great river and the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Now, today, the Holy Ghost was just hitting around again and again. We were kind of out there, but he kept trying to get us to hit on something, and I don't know if I really drug it home, and y'all don't know why we were shooting off kind of crazy with some stuff and said, you're enemies. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
The anointing's trying to get something over to you and trying to tell us something, amen. He's trying to pass little signals to us and letting us know that all your enemies, amen, somebody say, they're right ready to fall down before you. Somebody say, it's time to cross over. And any of your enemies that get in your way as you're trying to go forth where God says you could go, amen, or where you should go, they're going to fall down before you. Somebody say,
this is the season
when your enemies
fall down before
you. It said that there shall not be any man able. Somebody say, nobody's able. Who can stop what God wants to do? Who could come against what God wants to do? Who'd bad enough to think they could stop what the Holy Ghost has commanded and what God set forth he wants to do? Some say, ain't no man going to be able to stand. Therefore, all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Some say, no failure,
no failure.
Not failed,
not forsaken.
Some say, now that's a covenant, just that alone. Your enemies can't stand before you. God will never fail you, nor will he forsake you. Some say, praise God. It said, then you just got to do this. Now you got to put all the words together and wrap them up and work them. Amen. Be strong. And how are we strong, people? Why do you think God told you to get up here tonight and just, it was just as dry and cold in here. Nobody felt like doing it. We already started late. Amen. Couldn't feel nothing. Couldn't sense nothing. But the Holy Ghost said, shout. Said, I don't care what they look like. I don't care if they want to do it. I don't care if they get mad. I told you to tell them to shout. Somebody say, glory to God. God's not worried about where your head is. He's worried about where his word wants to go. How many are glad about that? And then listen, it said, now be strong. The Bible says the joy, somebody say the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, if you notice, we've been shouting every Sunday. Amen. Shouting every Sunday and shouting hard. Why? Joy. Somebody say joy.
Joy.
Joy. Say it again.
Joy.
You got a job to do, and you can't do that job weak. You can't do that job torn down and defeated. God's got you shouting and carrying on these services. Listen, because he wants you to be strong.
Amen.
Somebody say the shouting ones, amen. And the ones that have all the joy have all the strength. Someone say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Be strong. Someone say, and very.
And very.
Say, very.
Very.
Very. Say, very.
Very.
Courageous.
Courageous.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just say, have a little bit of courage. You guys been talking about us. He's been talking to us about a confidence and all these other things. So say, you better be strong. And there's only one way to get strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's the only way to get it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is your strength, and you got to have courage. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
That thou mayest observe to do all of the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Somebody say glory to God. That is a supernatural covenant. Somebody say prosper. Say we're commanded to prosper. How are you going to prosper? Doing what the word of God said to do. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Somebody say hallelujah. We're about ready to get out of here. Somebody say I like that. Now listen, he told you that he's going to prosper you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to fail you. None of your enemies are going to be able to stand in front of your face. Amen?
Amen.
And then he said he's going to prosper you. I like that. He said this book, somebody say this book, of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, some of y'all sitting there looking stupid. Holy Ghost been working y'all over for a matter of weeks, and he's just wrapping it all up. Some say confession.
Confession.
Some say it's written.
It's written.
Write the prophecy. Amen. Write the vision. Make it plain. Put it in your mouth. Some say don't get it out of your mouth. Let me tell you what. None of your enemies will be able to stand all the days of your life as long as you got the word of God in your mouth all the days of your life. Some say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But thou shalt meditate therein on Sundays. But thou shalt meditate in this law on Friday nights. Thou shalt meditate on this law whenever 6 o'clock in the morning, just during prayer time. Somebody say day and night. I'm talking about people that want to prosper, meditate day and night. Amen. That thou mayest observe to do according. Somebody say the works. Somebody say do the works. All that is written therein. Now, how many of you find a lot of stuff written in the Word? How many of you find a lot of stuff written in the covenants of God? It's written. Somebody say amen. You read it in here and you want to see it manifest. Well, listen, it tells you if you want to see the things manifest, you want to be able to do all the things that are written about you, glory to God, you've got to put the Word of God in your mouth and not have it depart. There's some other things you need to do. You need to meditate day and night. And when you get to the point to where somebody say Psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, something starts to happen to you. Somebody say, glory to God. You're able to do what's written. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, somebody say, then. Somebody say, then. That means after you do this part. Everybody say, if you do the first part, then you get this next part that he's talking about. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many of you want to make your way prosperous?
Amen.
And thou shalt have, somebody say, and then.
Amen.
Say, and then.
Amen.
And then. How many of you want to see success in ministry?
Amen.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of success. Haven't seen this, haven't seen that seed. Failure after this, some say failure is the result. Some say of your mouth. You got to keep the word of God in your mouth. And you got to keep, and you got to be meditating on it day and night. And I'm here to tell you, meditate day and night and get a good confession. Somebody say, glory to God. Success will manifest. How do you manifest success? Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Then thou shalt have, some say have, good success. Hallelujah. Anybody want to succeed? Somebody say, glory to God. And see, we were prophesying out there in the lobby tonight. You said, y'all want to see this place full? I said, in 6 months. Amen. If you just do what you're told. Somebody say, glory to God. He can do it. Somebody say, glory to God. And then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong. Who says strong? Are you strong? Are you strong? I've commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage. So it's a courageously strong. Be not afraid. How many learned these lessons? See, you've gone through some stuff. Somebody say, the spirit of wisdom. Now, that's what Job, now in the Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, it said, now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit. Somebody say, full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? He's learned the ways of God. He saw how God moved around those people in the wilderness. He learned some things, and he learned that God was true and that you had to do everything that God said to do and you'd get blessed. Amen. Some of you are about ready to come out of the wilderness. When you come out of the wilderness, you come out there what? With wisdom. So the spirit of wisdom. Rest upon those that are able to make it out of the wilderness. You learn some things. Wait a minute, I'm not going to worry about this. I saw God feed them with manna from heaven. They were thirsty, had no water to drink, and God provided it. Some say, wisdom. Wisdom says, don't you worry about it. If he took care of us in the wilderness, what is he going to do in the promised land? Some say, full. Some say, full. Full, say full, of the spirit of wisdom. How many of you ready to get that? See, we've learned some things through these years. Amen. So you're not the same person you used to be. You learned that God is true, God is just, and God is faithful. Full of the spirit of wisdom. I commanded thee, be strong. How many of you find yourself stronger now? Things don't just move you anymore. Things don't blow you away long. See, before somebody could hurt your feelings, you'd be ready to cry and run home. Not stick your head up under the bed and won't come out. Some of you quit. Amen. Want to give it up, but now people can say just about anything. You're just going to keep right on with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Some say, be strong. You learn how to be strong. Stop worried about what people think, what people say. Amen. You stick to what God says. Amen. So ain't nothing going to blow you over. Nothing going to blow you away. You've learned how to be strong, and you've learned how to keep courage. Some say, courage. Be not afraid. Some say, I'm not afraid. And I'm not confused. Some say, I know where I'm going. I know what I want to do. Some say, strong. Courageous. Amen. Not afraid. And not dismayed. Hallelujah. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord thy God is with you. Amen. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. Come on and walk in faith. Then you'll walk in victory. Somebody say hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever. Somebody say wheresoever. No limit to where you go. He said wherever you put your feet, there is no limit to where God will go with you. Somebody say hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, semana mahana mahana. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's all I want to say. And I just think that's good enough. Did you get that on the inside? Yes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. of anything.
I refuse
to fear.
To fear.
So I'm saying, I expect
my enemies
will no longer
stand.
Be able
to stand
before me. See, when people take a stand against you, some of you get in trouble. Amen. But God said that little allegiance is going to fall down before you. Hallelujah. So say the mountains. That means previous forms of government will fall and break forth before you. So we say glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we say weak kneed enemies. Glory to God. I've learned to cut these things off. Please forgive me. I'll never do this again. And I don't know who this is calling me. When they know we got church. Just crazy. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thought I'd cut it off. Somebody say no enemy.
No enemy.
Be able to stand
before you.
And as we're leaving out here, you know why they're not going to be able to stand? You know why enemies weren't able to stand before God's people? You know why they were not able to stand before? There are several reasons why enemies never stood before God's people. Amen. But in this area, somebody say you can't stand when your knees are shaking. They're going to see God is with you so much. Amen. They're going to be afraid to mess with you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say weak-kneed people won't be able to stand against people of faith. Somebody say reverence. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. There were certain enemies that came out in the past during the days of revival. Until a couple of them dropped dead. Amen. Therefore, nobody else decided to stand in front of them. Somebody say hallelujah. God is a good God, isn't he? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Start to bless God that your enemies aren't able to stand against you anymore. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Some people are going to be moving out of your way. Just moving, period. Amen. Quitting, leaving jobs. Amen. Hallelujah. Packing up. You don't even know why they're packing up. Amen. Laid off. Amen. They don't know why they're laid off. They laid off because they need to go someplace else. Amen. Hallelujah. So say, no enemy. Say, no enemy.
No enemy.
Able
to stand.
That means they don't have enough power to stand before you. That means you're going to outstand them. Somebody say, glory to God. You'd like to stand there a little bit longer, but you can't hang. Amen. You're not able to stand before. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say, last man standing. Watch it happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the word from the Holy Ghost. Amen. God says, I will not cause them to stand before you. Said, though they rise up on the right and on the left, amen. Hallelujah. He'll bring them down. Glory to God. Somebody say, plop, plop. Fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Watch it manifest. Y'all stay strong in the Lord and be back here on Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Expect a blessing. Expect a miracle. Expect a breakthrough. Did y'all enjoy yourself tonight? I did. And we started just to go on home, but look at God. Hallelujah. Y'all just stay in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and do what God tells you to do as you leave it. Amen.